This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
What is the biggest grudge you've ever held against a person? We want to hear from you. 909-1065. 909-1065. Holding a grudge, it's not something that a lot of people are proud of, but I think it's unavoidable for a lot of people. I'm going to tell you about a grudge that just got a man arrested.
Ooh.
This took place in upstate New York, and a 68-year-old man was caught peeing on the gravestone of the person he held a grudge with.
Okay.
And the family of the deceased person was noticing that, like, there was urine all the time, like, on this gravestone. So they set up a camera. That's how they eventually caught this guy. And he was doing it every single day. And not just urine, but there were bags of the other stuff,
oh,
too.
Oh, come on.
Okay. And
I go, now that's classless.
And he was doing it every single day, one of the two, if not both. And it was years. It was about four years.
Who was the person?
His ex-wife.
Well, okay. That was on the nose. I should have seen that coming.
Think about that. Think about how strong that grudge is. That every day, because you wake up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if women are like men, but when I wake up, one of the first things I have to do is I gotta pee.
Well, yeah, but you pee throughout the day. I don't assume that's his first morning pee.
You're not gonna pee in broad daylight at the cemetery. And not only that, but was the headstone, was her grave on the outskirts of it? Or did this guy have to drive into the cemetery,
yes,
find her grave, and then pee? Imagine, I'm sure this happened at least once, where he's holding it.
Right. Like, oh, I'm not going to.
He's really going to go.
Not today, Tammy.
Oh, man. I can't imagine a bigger grudge, though. I thought that story was crazy.
I should have seen it coming that it's the ex-wife, because of course it is.
Do you hold a grudge?
Oh, I think you and I both hold a grudge against the same person.
Somebody
probably for different reasons, though.
Somebody that we used to work with.
Yes.
A long time ago. Yeah, I do. I still very much hold a grudge against that guy.
We actually talked about this on a secret podcast, but one of the many grudges I hold against him was because he threatened to publicly disclose very private information about me, like live on the radio.
Yeah.
And when I was like, that's a horrible thing to do, he was like, sorry.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't do it, but...
Well, no, but he didn't do it only...
No, but he only didn't do it because I go, okay, well, then I'm going to say this, right, which were all a million times worse.
Yeah. I still hold a grudge against somebody that I had as a teacher from high school. Like, he was just a terrible, 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 terrible person. And his whole thing was, he was in charge of running the theater department.
Okay.
He, like, got off on holding legitimately talented kids out of, lead parts in all the shows. And I know this sounds like it's like Gavin's ego. It was not just me. It was many, many kids.
It's something that happens in theater, sadly.
But it's so funny to see like a lot of the kids that got blackballed from getting big parts by this guy went on to be in Broadway shows or work in TV or be a morning radio host.
Wow, the Hershey, Pennsylvania school district was doing very well in the talent department.
It actually was, yeah. Huh. And this guy, and he's dead. And you know what? I still hold a grudge against him.
And now you're holding your pee, though?
I'm not holding my pee, but that's only because I don't know where his gravestone is. Let's talk to Zach. Good morning, Zach. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you all?
Very good.
Who do you hold a grudge against?
I hold a grudge against Arco, the gas station.
Why?
Go on.
So about 10 years ago, my ex and I were down in Southern California. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I just went in to buy some coffee, you know, just trying to get my day going. So this lady was like, oh, there's a 35-cent charge. Use your debit card. And I'm like, excuse me? She's like, yeah, we charge that fee to use your debit card. I sat there and argued, held up that line. I did not care.
Zach, I want to remind you, don't swear. I can feel it on the surface of this conversation.
Hey, I'm filtered. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
So I sat there and argued with this woman, and I work for a bank. Every company where you go and use your debit card, all banks charge that company a fee.
Right.
However, the company pays for it, except Arco.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy. They make their customers pay for it, and it's not right. I work next to an Arco, but then, like,
I hope you pee on it every day. I do appreciate the pettiness of holding a grudge over 35 cents, though. That is something I can very much get behind.
Absolutely. I do, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.